structure à sa tante Binta. Nous avons aussi appris comment s'exclamer. Nous avons enfin appris à demander qui est le possesseur en utilisant « who » et « whose ». Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons vous présenter trois personnes d'affaires qui vont être interviewées au cours des prochaines leçons. Charles Blake, Mike Epstein et Shirley Graham. Kathy, Gary et Elizabeth vont faire des commentaires sur leurs invités. Tout d'abord, ils vont dire où ils vivent, le verbe to live au présent. He lives in Beijing, China.
Mr. Blake lives in Beijing, China.
Il vit à Pékin, en Chine. He lives in Sunnyvale, California.
Mr. Epstein lives in Sunnyvale, California, in Silicon Valley.
In Silicon Valley, une région virtuelle où se trouvent de nombreuses compagnies informatiques et de haute technologie. Silicon Valley. Ensuite, ils vont parler de leur travail. Le verbe to work au présent. He works for International Robotics.
He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
Il travaille pour a Chinese company, une compagnie chinoise. He works for Advanced Technology, an American company, une compagnie américaine. Que font ces compagnies? Vous allez découvrir le verbe to manufacture, fabriquer.
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Par exemple, vous allez entendre International Robotics manufactures industrial robots. Fabrique des robots industriels. Produire industriellement. L'autre compagnie, Advanced Technologies makes computer components. Fabrique des pièces d'ordinateur.
Advanced Technologies makes computer components.
Computer components. Le verbe to make est passe-partout. Il peut s'appliquer dans tous les contextes. Vous l'entendrez beaucoup. It's a high-tech company. C'est une compagnie de haute technologie.
So it's a high-tech company.
High-tech company. She is his boss. Elle est son chef.
Ms. Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She's a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Boss. Le directeur, le chef, ou la directrice, ou l'exécutif. She's a vice president. Elle est la vice-présidente. Écoutons la conversation qui suit. Listen.
Our first guest will be Charles Blake. Mr. Blake lives in Beijing, China. He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
What kind of company is it?
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Robots? So it's a high-tech company.
Yes, it is. Then, in another program, we'll interview Mike Epstein. Mr. Epstein lives in Sunnyvale, California, in Silicon Valley. He works for Advanced Technologies, an American company.
That sounds like a high-tech company, too.
Yes, Advanced Technologies makes computer components. The third person we'll interview is Shirley Graham. Ms. Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She's a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Mr. Blake works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
Il travaille pour International Robotics, une compagnie chinoise.
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Fabrique des robots industriels.
Mike Epstein works for Advanced Technologies, an American company.
Une compagnie américaine.
Advanced Technologies makes computer components. Shirley Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She is a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette nouvelle leçon, Martin Lerner parle avec sa femme. Ils discutent de choses qu'ils veulent acheter. Ils sont en ville en train de faire des courses. Vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions sur les choses que vous voulez. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Nous sommes en train de faire des courses. Je dis à la personne avec qui je suis, « I want a dress. » Je voudrais une robe. « Do you want a shirt? » Voulez-vous une chemise? Ou vous faut-il une chemise? « Do you want a shirt? » « I want a dress. » « Do you want to buy a shirt? » Voulez-vous acheter une chemise? Ou veux-tu acheter une chemise? I want a shirt.
Let's walk on this street. I want to buy a new dress.
Do you want a dress for work?
Yes, I want a dress for the office. Stop! Look at that dress in the window. Do you like that dress?
No, I don't. It's too green. I don't like green dresses.
Okay, let's look over there.
Do you like green?
Green dresses? I don't know. Sometimes.
I want to buy a shirt.
Do you want a shirt for work?
No, I want a shirt for tennis.
Do you want a white shirt?
I don't know. No, I don't like white.
What color do you want?
I don't know. What don't you like?
I don't like red tennis shirts. I like blue or green. Do you like green shirts?
No, I don't. I like blue.
Let's look for blue. Oh, look! See those yellow pants?
In the window? Yes, I see them.
Do you like them?
Yes, I do. Do you want those pants?
I don't know.
Do you want them for work?
Do you really like them?
They're okay.
Okay? You don't like them.
Yes, I do. I really like them. Let's go inside.
May I help you?
I want to buy some yellow pants.
Here, look at these.
No, I don't like those.
Do you want another color? These green pants are very beautiful.
No, thank you. My husband doesn't like green.
I like green.
You didn't like the green dress.
That's right. I didn't like the green dress, but I like green.
Do you like these green pants?
They're okay.
He doesn't like them.
Do you like them?
No, I don't. I don't like them for work.
Do you want another color?
I like the yellow pants in the window.
Oh, yes, they are very nice. Wait a minute, please. I'm going to get them for you.
Do you really like them, Martin?
Yes, I do.
Do you like them for the office?
I don't know.
I don't like them for the office. Thank you very much. I'm going to look some more.
You're welcome.
Comparez en anglais les constructions avec « I like » et « I want ».« I like to play tennis. J'aime jouer au tennis. I want to play tennis. Je veux jouer au tennis. Répondez maintenant à des questions sur ce que vous voulez ou sur ce que vous voulez faire. Essayons ensemble. Do you want a shirt? Yes, I want a shirt. Do you want to buy a shirt? Yes, I want to buy a shirt. Maintenant, répondez directement à Martin Lerner.
Do you want to buy a shirt? Do you want to buy a dress? Do you want red pants? Do you want yellow pants? Let's look on this street. Do you see that store? I bought some clothes there last year.
Oh, I like those shirts. Let's go inside.
Imaginez-vous en ville. Vous faites des courses. Vous cherchez quelque chose à porter, une robe, une chemise, un pantalon. I want a dress. Je veux une robe. I want a dress for the office. Je veux une robe pour le bureau. I want a dress. I want to buy a dress. Je veux acheter une robe. I want to buy a dress. I want a shirt. Je voudrais une chemise. I want to buy a shirt. I want some pants. Je voudrais des pantalons. I want to buy some pants. I want. Je veux. Conjuguons un peu. To want. I want a dress. You want a shirt. She wants a dress. He wants a shirt. We want pants. They want dresses. Il n'y a que dans le cas de she et de he qu'il y a un S. Wants. She wants. He wants. Sinon, pour toutes les autres personnes, c'est la même chose. Want. Construction avec question et verbe. Do you want me to come? Voulez-vous que je vienne? I want you to come. Je voudrais que vous veniez. Do you want me to come? I want you to buy a dress. Do you want me to buy a dress? I want you to play. Je voudrais que tu joues. Do you want me to play? I want you to listen. Do you want me to listen? Écoutez encore Martin et sa femme Eileen. Ils parlent de ce qu'ils vont acheter, de ce qu'ils aiment et de ce qu'ils n'aiment pas.
I want to buy a shirt. What do you want to buy?
I want to buy a new dress. Do you want a casual shirt?
Yes, I want a tennis shirt. Do you want a dress for the office?
Et vous, qu'est-ce que vous voulez acheter? Essayons de le dire ensemble. What do you want? I want a shirt. What do you want to buy? I want to buy a new dress. Dites bien à Martin ce que vous voulez acheter. Écoutez bien ses questions.
I want a new shirt. What do you want? Eileen wants to buy a new dress. What do you want to buy? She wants brown or black pants. What color do you want?
Et voilà, vous venez d'entendre la 29e leçon de English USA. Do you want more? Vous en voulez plus? Pratiquez seul ou en famille. Exercez-vous à dire ce que vous voulez, I want, et ce que vous ne voulez pas, I don't want. Jusqu'à la prochaine leçon. Until then, practice hard. Goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
And welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have two guests with me. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Fatuma Kalala Alimasi.
And how about you?
My name is Eva Pekenaru.
Wonderful to have you all. We have another guest, I believe, in Mali. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Alf, but everybody calls me Alf. So
I am
from Mali.
Fatuma, you have something to sell, and Alf from Mali is going to be buying that particular thing. Let's go.
Yes, I'm selling a ring.
Ring?
Yes.
Okay.
That ring is made with diamond.
Wow.
It's very beautiful. 24
okay.
Carat. Okay? The price...
So how much does your ring cost?
That ring cost 500. Yes, 500.
500?
It's cheap. Yes, 500 is cheap.
Or what?
$500.
$500?
Yes.
Wow. Your ring seems to be very pretty, but that's too much. Can you lower the price a little bit, please?
No, you know, this ring is really, really good for your fiancé. So you cannot bargain with something that you're going to give to your fiancé. It's really good, nice. And I think you can buy it just at this price. What do you think?
Yes, but she's not with me here, so I can bargain and buy it at a lower price. And I would not tell her that I did bargain when I was buying it. So can you... Is 300 okay with you?
300 is it's good. It's a nice price, but it's too low.
Oh, that's 400. Good. Okay, so I can buy it. I think I ought to buy it at 400. So take your money.
A deal.
And please, can you wrap it so that or can you put it in a case that
you
will
have,
make it more beautiful?
Yes, you have the package mailed to you. Everything beautiful for your wife.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, they covered everything. How much does it cost? Can you lower the price? And then I can come down. Can you reduce? Can you increase? Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Vingt-quatre heures sur 24.